Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Culture.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new winter cults and culture. And today's minisode. So, just to give you a bit of an update on what's been going on, Dan's coming around this week. Oh, that'll be lovely. And we're going to do some bits that you will hopefully hear over the next couple of weeks, including some exciting news, which we'll tell you about next week. So keep an ear out for that. What else have I been doing? Well, I can't remember if I said last week, but I completed Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which was good. And I've been playing the Blair Witch game on the Xbox, and I thought it was really boring and poo. And I know that some reviews said that it was actually really scary. Others said it was really boring. I'm afraid I fall more into the latter. I've literally felt like I was lost in the woods. And I know people's complaints usually is that Blair Witch in the film, first one anyway, bear in mind there's been a Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows, and Blair Witch, which was released a couple of years ago. The first film people got, I really liked, and I thought it was pretty scary and stuff and freaky. But people hated it because it was just three people wandering around the woods. Well, imagine a game of that, and this is it, Blair Witch game, except it's you and a dog. And it has to be one of the better dogs in terms of computer games because he actually does stuff and he actually really does help you out. But, oh God, it was just so boring, so tedious. It wasn't scary in the slightest. And even spoilers at the end, it's not really a spoiler. I mean, it's obviously going to happen when you go to the house that's at the end of the Blair Witch film and the Blair Witch film, the new one. I thought it would be really freaky, and it's freaky for about 2 minutes. And then it literally copied PT, and you just go around in a loop. So if ever you've played PT, which I have, and I've got a YouTube video on it somewhere, actually, I should really put that somewhere else. Then yeah, it's like that, and you get bored of it really quickly. And it's all to do with mental health. Is he's seeing visions and all this stuff, but boring, just so boring. So yeah, I'm going to put up a little bit something about that over the next couple of weeks. Not sure where I'll put it, if I put it on the main feed, this one, or on the Patreon feed, but I will be doing something. Again, I've put up the season 1 episode 2 Mandalorian review. I have watched episode 3 as well, and I'll be giving a review of that. But yeah, I thought, in, you know, to summarize it, episode 2 was filler, to be honest, and episode 3 was good. So finally, I'm like, this is good. All the stuff in episode 1, it's an advancement of that. And I guess it's like, you know, with episode 2, it was, I think in hindsight, it was trying to build up a relationship between him and, you know, the baby. I've been trying to kind of not keep it a secret, but people have been posting pictures and memes and all this stuff and GIFs and whatever of this for ages, but of the baby. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll try and keep it there. But this third episode was building on that. So the second episode was like, hey, we've got to have a relationship build, and he has to feel some kind of responsibility for this thing. The third one is then going, right, we've made use of that, and this is what it's turning into. So it does kind of give credence to the second episode as perhaps not being the filler I imagined it was. But at the same time, episode 3 is just better. It's more action and actually does something a bit different, I want to say. But again, it's a Western. It literally feels exactly like a Western. So yeah, I would still check it out when you can, and if you can. I saw the film The Man Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot. That was weird. I don't know if anyone's seen it. It was not weird in a good way, because I was expecting a kind of B-movie, I don't know, like Bubba Hotep or something like that kind of film. Totally not. It was a serious drama, if anything. Sam Elliott plays the main guy, and he was good as the old, well, as himself, whatever, because it's a flashback to World War II for some of it in that era. And those bits are really cheesy. If anyone likes Poldark, it's got the guy from that in. Dialogue was terrible. Absolutely awful. Sam Elliott's acting was good. He was literally the only good thing really about it. He gave it some weight. And there are a couple of faces, other faces in there. But I can't remember their names, but you'll recognise them. They've been in stuff. The Hitler thing was like, okay, I thought it would be a bit more weighty than it was. And the guy who played Hitler was like tiny, and he had the most ill-fitting Hitler outfit on ever. It looked like he was a kid wearing, you know, grown-up's clothes. And then when he's doing the Bigfoot stuff, I was like, oh, okay, so he's going to go into like a survival thing where it's him in the forest and he's like, you know, going to try and hunt down this Bigfoot in the stupidest, the reason why it's just ridiculous. He tracks it down and then he feels a bit sorry for it. And then there's quite like a weird horror bit, which happens, which lasts for about 5 seconds, which I was like, oh, ugh, that's kind of cool though in its own way. That's it, basically. And it's all about him. I don't really know. Like, they're trying to have this, like, the flashback of, like, the love that he lost or whatever and all this. And it's like, there was no real resolution to that, I didn't feel. I just thought it wasn't that interesting. There was things like that didn't even make sense. There's one point where his brother's like a barber and he's cutting this kid's hair, and the dad's being a bit like weirdly threatening, but he's not really doing anything. And it's an actor who was in the wartime flashback as well. At least I think it's the same actor. And I was like, okay, is that supposed to symbolize something, that this is that guy's son, maybe? Don't know what I'm supposed to get from this. Then I was thinking, oh, it's going to be that he's going to come back later and think the house is empty and try and steal stuff. No. Just a random scene to say nothing. So overall, I was expecting, I heard like that it was supposed to be okay, but it's not. Don't bother. Don't even go near it. And I suppose that's a review. I was going to do a proper thing on it, but it doesn't even warrant that. Just, I wouldn't even bother. I've been watching American season 3 still, and I keep banging on about it, and I will do until I finish it. Really good. Really good series now, especially towards the end. I'm on episode 10, so there's 3 episodes left of this series. And for those who haven't watched, and the first you've heard about it, it's 2 Russian spies, basically, who are living as Americans, and they speak American and whatever. And it's cool spy stuff, and it's weird because obviously they're essentially kind of like, especially if you live in America, obviously I'm English, but they're the enemy. But you are always rooting for them to win. And it's interesting because of their weird relationship and the people surrounding it. But it's got like 5 different plot lines going on at once, and each one is given, you know, enough time to develop out. But like, sometimes I'm sitting there and I'm like, there is so much going on here. And weirdly, I'm kind of keeping track with it, which is, you know, which is down to good writing, I suppose. But at the same time, I'm like, this needs to be streamlined a bit, because there's, you know, I don't know, there's a lot happening, and they keep introducing new things, new people. And I'm like, there's times where I'm like, they'll bundle someone into a van and I'm like, who is that guy? What's he? You have to explain again. What's he got to do with anything? I don't get it. But yeah, it's good. And they had a bit of a shocker in the episode I just watched. So it ended on a real, like, oh man, what's going to happen now kind of thing. So that's good. And that's kind of it. Yeah, don't know what else I'm going to do. I was going to, gaming wise, I was going to go back into Dark Souls 3, but that is, that's asking a lot of me. That's, you know, it's basically like crack to me. And, you know, it's a very addictive in the sense that I will get lost in it for ages, and it's all I ever think about. Same when I played Dark Souls 1, Dark Souls 2. For those who listen to those episodes, and you should go back and listen to them, even if you don't haven't played Dark Souls or don't like it, at least listen to the opening bit before it kind of goes too far into the game if you don't want to relive what actually happens or know what happens. But it's, you know, it's just a whole world, and it's no wonder that a lot of games since then have tried to copy this, because it works and it's amazing. So I'm thinking about Dark Souls 3, but it's a bit heavy, so I might do some more lighthearted, easier stuff for a little bit. I'm thinking of going back into the Outer Worlds as well, but again, that's a big ask for time, and that's kind of the problem, is that I'm very time poor, and obviously doing this and between other things, it's quite difficult. But yeah, so anyway, that's the update. There will be some more exciting news coming up, and I'm trying to get a few things together. And one of the things is that if you are one of the listeners of the Legacy of Gaia podcast, then you'll notice I haven't put up an episode of that for a while because I'm concentrating on this one. But I'm thinking of doing something with that. And I think I said this before last week, but I might put something in its place. And yeah, I'm still thinking about what that might be. Again, I really want to hear any comments or, you know, what you like, hey, about the show. And even if you want to keep hearing these minisodes, I mean, it's easy enough for me to do, but maybe you just feel like you don't want to listen to all that. Again, send me in questions, send me in stuff, because I'll read it out. And as well, I will be starring at some point in, Japan on Film podcast. So I'll give a little shout out close to the time, because I've still got to record it with this guy yet. And probably going to be having a look at the American and Japanese version of The Ring. And I will probably put it up on here as well, that episode, or at least link to it. We'll do a little sample of which. So yeah, you might want to check that out. Okay, guys, as always, Twitter at a new winter, Instagram new winter. Support the show. Come listen to the Mandalorian stuff, and there'll be other stuff coming up on there as well. Patreon.com/newwinter, two W's in the middle. And on there, you get an exclusive podcast feed. And also, you can tell me what you want an episode on, which is pretty cool. So thanks very much. newwinterpodcast@gmail.com if you want to email me, and I'll see you later. Bye.
New winter culture.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.